and how calm the horses are. They just stand there like tables while the knights get on and off. The battle ended when they both fell off at the same time. Then they shook hands, and the Red Knight got on his horse and rode away. The White Knight came up to Alice.
"I won that battle easily, didn't I?" he said.
"I don't know," said Alice uncertainly. "I don't want to be anybody's prisoner. I want to be a queen."
"So you will, when you've crossed the next brook," said the White Knight. "I'll see you safe to the end of the wood, and then I must go back, you know. That's the end of my move."
"Thank you very much," said Alice. "May I help you take off your helmet?" It was difficult to do, but at last the helmet came off.
"Ah, that's better," said the knight.
He pushed back his long wild hair with both hands and turned his gentle face and large sad eyes to Alice. He was a very strange-looking soldier, Alice thought. His armour fitted him very badly, and he had a great many things fastened to himself and to the horse. There was also a small wooden box on his back, which was upside down.
"I see you're looking at my little box," the knight said in a friendly voice. "It's my own invention, to keep clothes and sandwiches in. You see, I carry it upside down, and then the rain can't get in."
"But the things can get out," Alice said gently. "Did you know that the top was open?"
"No, I didn't," the knight said. "If all the things have fallen out," he went on unhappily, "there's no use keeping the box."
He unfastened it as he spoke and put it carefully on the branch of a tree.
"Perhaps some birds will make a home in it. Now, if you're ready..." "What's that plate for?"
"It was used for plum cake," said Alice.
"I think we should take it with us," the knight said. "It'll be useful if we find any plum cake. Help me to get it into this bag."
This took a long time to do because the bag was not really big enough and already had a lot of carrots in it.